Crime does not pay.
Okay, Lenny, pay up.
I can let you have some of it now.
Let me have all of it.
Mr. Fletcher, please, Lenny can't. He hasn't got it.
Fletcher, Sam, you can't get blood out of a stone.
I ain't interested in blood. Show it to him, Sash.
Check, Sam. You see, Lenny, it ain't much. It's just a piece of sash cord. But it can get awful tight around your neck.
Cut your game up, Lenny, and pay off.
Judy, cut it out. Look, Sam, killing me won't get you your dough. Give me some time.
Okay, you want time, you got time. 8 hours. After that, my dough or Sash does his work on you. Okay, Sash, let's roll.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Big Book, starring Donald Curtis. Crime Does Not Pay, starring Donald Curtis as Lenny Warren in The Big Book. Lenny Warren was the typical small-time bookie, the man who collected his clients' wagers on the bang tails on a convenient street corner in a local saloon behind a newsstand, while the policeman on the beat looked the other way. Lenny had a girlfriend, Judy Maxwell, his small book, and an ambition. Very often of an evening, Lenny spoke of it this way.
Someday, Judy, someday I'm going to have a big book.
When? When you're so old you won't be able to run from the cops no more?
Maybe sooner than you think.
That could be 10, 15 years from now. Sooner than never can be a long time.
Maybe I'm ready now.
Stop it. You can't move off your block. The territory's so tied up, only Houdini could open the knots.
Then call me Houdini the second.
You're nuts. Anybody ever put down a bet bigger than $2, you'd pass out. Whose picture's on the fin? You don't know.
What's wrong with $2 bets? They keep us fine.
Do you see any mink around here?
After I get going on basketball, you'll drift, mink baby.
That's kid game?
That's no kid game when you bet on points.
Who bets on points?
The suckers. You give them odds on, say, State by 10 points. One extra foul, so State wins by 9 points. They're out of luck.
Anybody bets like that is crazy.
Who's sane? And around here, the fights are a cinch. I'm going to make book on the fights at the gym, see? I give my boy a 10 spot to take a dive. Boom! The suckers lose their roll.
Got it all figured out, haven't you?
Down to a thin dime.
Add Sam Fletcher to that thin dime, and what do you got?
Fletcher won't bother me.
Fletcher and that Sash Howard he goes around with all the time bother anybody picks up more than Mr. Fletcher thinks they ought to be getting.
So if I cut him in?
You land right back where you are now.
So I don't cut him in. And maybe one of these days Sam Fletcher will have to look out for me. Block that last goal.
So what?
So plenty out of my pocket. They'd have blocked it. My book would have been safe. Like this, they won by 10 points exactly, so I gotta pay. I gotta pay off in the morning. Hit him, Frankie. Hit him!
Whose side are you on?
He's gotta show some fight. If he don't, they'll know he took a dive.
You're making a waltz out of this. He makes even flat-foot kid look good.
Hit him, Frankie. Just once. Hit him! What? Oh, no. No. Flatfoot, get up. My roll's riding on you. Get up.
Four, five,
six. Oh, he can't. He's got to get up. It's the other way around.
Basketball game last night. Come on home, sucker. Let me snap out of it.
I wish I could.
I'm sorry, hon. I don't really care if you lost a few dollars.
A few dollars?
All right. Let's have it.
Well, look, baby. I lost at the basketball game. I got taken at the fight. Flatfoot maybe even took the dive before Frankie had a chance. Maybe Flatfoot was working for Sam Fletcher.
So what if he was?
I took bets from Fletcher's mob. I'm in the hole $5,000. I ain't even got $50 to make a down payment.
Coming. That must be Mrs. Allison, honey. I told her to stop in if she wanted us.
Name's Fletcher, kid. This is Mr. Howard, Sash Howard. Well, you're the Maxwell dame, aren't you?
Yes, come in.
We are, then. Shut the door, Sash.
Check, Sam. Is it Mrs. Out?
Oh. Is that all you got to say, Warren? Until your biggest creditor?
I wasn't expecting it.
Get that, Sash. He wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Why not, Warren? You owe me $5,000, don't you?
I know, but...
Where's my dough?
It's like this, Sam.
It's like this. $5,000 in the palm.
I don't carry the dough on.
Okay, Lenny, now pay off.
I can let you have some of it now.
You can let me have all of it.
Mr. Fletcher, please, Lenny can't. He hasn't got it.
That's it, Sam. You can't get blood out of a stone.
I ain't interested in blood. Show it to him, Sash.
Jack.
You see, Lenny... It ain't much. It's just a piece of sash cord. But it can get awful tight around your neck.
Shut your dame up, Lenny, and pay off.
Judy, cut it out. Now, look, Sam. Killing me won't get you your dough. Give me some time.
Yeah. Okay, you want time? You got time. 8 hours. After that, my dough or sash does his work on you. Okay, Sash, let's roll.
Only 8 hours? Have a heart, Sam.
What for? All I want to have is dough.
No, honest, Sam, I had it fixed. For Frankie to take a dive, your money was on Flatfoot.
Big time stuff, huh? You didn't fix Flatfoot, too, did you?
Of course not. Would I double-cross you?
Oh, you stupid jerk. Flatfoot took the dive first, and you took the licking, where it hurts most. When you're fixing a fight, though, fix both ends. Come on, Sash. Let's go where the company's smarter.
Yeah.
Now, cut it out, Judy. Crying doesn't get me $5,000.
Nothing does that.
Don't I know that? I gotta think, that's all. I gotta think. I got it.
You know somebody?
Why should I go and hop for... when I don't have to pay that bum a dime.
He'll kill you, Lenny. You know he will.
He can't kill anybody he can't find.
What?
We'll beat it. Out of town on the dough I got left. We'll hole up in some hick spot and he'll never find us. Get out the suitcases, baby. We're taking a trip.
More of this, Lenny. I just can't.
What's wrong with it?
It's the trees. The trees and the quiet.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Nothing bothers you, but I lie awake nights. It's so quiet I can hear the trains going over the mountain, and you know how far away that is. And those trees, they scrape on the porch roof. It's got me nuts, I tell you.
You'll get used to it.
Every time a car drives up and stops like that, I think maybe it's Sam and that awful sex.
Oh, there, baby. Take it easy. We're all right. We're 500 miles from Sam Fletcher. We got some dough. I'm getting to know this town. Pretty soon I'll start making books here.
Without a wire, sir?
I'll find a way. Just leave it to Lenny.
Lenny.
Take it easy, honey. Who is it?
Fred. Open up, Warren.
Don't they're from Sam Fletcher.
Come on, Warren, open up. We know you're in there.
No, don't.
Might as well, baby. They might be okay, and if they're not, well... Okay. Hold your horses. Come in.
Thank you, Warren.
Okay.
My name is Marvin Case. My associate, John Hudson.
Hi. This is Judy.
Hello.
Hello, Judy. Well, maybe sit down.
Suit yourself.
Thank you. We will. Now then.
You came here to kill Lenny, so do it. Do it and don't be polite about it.
Well, on the contrary, we came to do Lenny a favor, didn't we, John?
We certainly did.
Look, don't do me no favors. Tell me what you want and then scram.
We want you to come back to the city with us.
Just like that.
I'm supposed to walk right up to Sam Fletcher, I suppose, and say, Sammy, old boy, I'm back. And try to get your 5 G's.
I doubt if that'll be necessary.
No, you'll kill us both on the way back to town.
I assure you, miss, if that were our intention, you'd both be dead already. Very dead.
Yes, you see, we've known your present address since you came here. We've had an eye on you for a long time, Warren.
Okay. So what?
So this. We want you to come back to town.
You said that before. Start something new, like, for instance, who you are.
Well, you might say I'm a district leader.
Yeah, and I'm chairman of a certain club. And you're a former district of residence, Warren.
Politicians, huh? So what?
Your constant use of that expression is rather dull, Warren.
Yes, it is. You haven't any choice, really, you know.
Well, let's have it.
You'll come back with us and then work with us.
Or Sam Fletcher will find out where you are. Sam has a long memory. A $5,000 memory, Warren.
You'll give me to Fletcher.
Now, would we drive 500 miles here and another 500 back just to deliver you to Fletcher? Of course not. We need you, Warren. You fit into our future plan.
But if not you, then someone else very much like you. So make up your mind and fast.
Judy?
We have to go, don't we?
Now, there's a girl with sense. All right, pack your things, Warren. We want to be back in town as quickly as possible.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Big Book. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Donald Curtis as Lenny Warren in The Big Book. The big black car sped smoothly back to the city with Lenny, Judy, and the two gentlemen named Case and Hudson. There was very little talk during the long trip. But at its end, the car drew up before a brownstone house in a quiet part of town, and the four passengers got out. The area gate clanged shut behind them, and in what had once been the servants' parlor, basement front, Marvin Case said to Lenny and Judy,
"How do you like the layout?"
"Very pretty. Oak boards, easy chairs, the works. Very pretty. Huh, Judy?"
"Not bad. Very comfortable."
"Come along into the back."
"Hey, this is all right."
"What's it for?"
"Remember you said I couldn't do without a wire service, Judy? Well, here it is. Telegraph, telephone, the works."
"Is it legal?"
"You fellas got a place for us to live, too?"
"An apartment upstairs. We thought of everything."
"Except one thing."
"That's so, Miss Maxwell?"
"Yeah, that's so. What about Sam Fletcher?"
"Yeah. Sam, know about this?"
"Not yet."
"Won't take long. This is cutting in on him, isn't it?"
"Sure. He won't like it."
"When he finds out Lenny's back in town."
"Oh, that part's been taken care of. Here's your receipt, Lenny."
"What? Received $5,000 in settlement debt of Leonard Warren? Hey, you paid off for me."
"We did that.
Why?
Yeah, why?
We decided Sam Fletcher had a good thing in this town.
Too good for one man.
Obviously, being who we are, we can't operate in the open. We need a front. And for that front, we need a man who knows the racket, but hasn't any cause to love Sam Fletcher. You're the man, Warren.
You're working for us now.
Sam Fletcher won't be satisfied with his 5 G's once he knows what you're doing.
That's just too bad for Sam.
And where will you be when the shooting starts?
No shooting.
You're protected, Warren, all the way.
How? Just tell us how.
It's easy, baby. Mr. Case and Mr. Hudson have their connections, no doubt.
You mean out of town hoods?
Unnecessary, Miss Maxwell. You may take our word. You and Warren here are well protected in a way you never dreamed of.
I see.
Okay. So we got a layout. We got a place to live. What else?
Oh, you get your share. 40% of the take.
You're no pikers, are you? For yourselves.
You'd have to take less if we said so, wouldn't you, Warren? I think we're being generous. 40% of this book will be plenty. After all, this is going to be the big book, the biggest, safest book in town.
I'm busy, babe. Go away.
You've got to come out front, Lenny, quick.
What for?
You've got something. You don't want him back here, do you?
Something? Who? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right on. Is he alone?
The usual company.
Looking for me?
He was almost polite. I don't know.
We'll find out. Right now. Hiya, Sam. Long time no see.
That make you happy, Lemony?
Could be. What's the matter, Sash? Cat got your tongue?
I don't need no talk. I know what I gotta do.
You got paid. Why don't you leave us alone?
That's a laugh. Look, sister, maybe it's news to you, but this operation of your boyfriend's is cutting into my business. I don't like it.
Anything you expect to do about it, Sam?
Could be.
When?
Why, that's telling.
Any plan, Sam?
Tell him, Sash.
Jack, we figure a nice bottle of gasoline with a burning rag for cork might make a pretty bonfire this whole layout.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, wouldn't we?
Well, the girl's right, Fletcher. You wouldn't dare.
Says you.
Says both of us, to use your kind of vulgarism, Fletcher.
And what, may I ask, can you do about it?
Cut it out, Fletcher. You know as well as we do.
Touch this joint and your boy Sash goes up for murder. Any one of a dozen I could mention.
Lay a finger on these kids and the cops will close every room you run in 3 hours. Your jukeboxes will be wrecked and you'll wind up in jail. You pay protection in this town, Fletcher, but the deal will be off the minute you try to interfere with our business.
So Lenny's working for you, is he?
Yeah, I'm working for them. You heard what the boss has said, so beat it, Fletcher. You ain't welcome here. Unless, of course, you'd like to place a little bet.
How's it take this week, boss?
Way off, Sash.
The new joint?
Definitely.
You gonna do anything?
You don't think I'm gonna let those punks run me out of town, do you?
Won't be like you, boss. You don't take things lying down.
Right. But whatever it is, it'll have to be quick. Another beating like we took this week and we're done.
Is there anything I can do, boss?
No. Funny. This time, anything I do has got to be strictly legal. Look, Mr. District Attorney, don't try to hold me on a line while you trace this call. I'm in a coin booth.
All right, whoever you are, make it snappy.
There's an election coming up. You want to make hay?
Keep talking.
And then pick up Lenny Warren and his girl. They can give you the inside on a horse layout.
Small fry.
Yeah, that's what you think. When you make Warren sing, he'll sing you a campaign song that'll make you mayor.
Warren, you must be crazy. You can get a 10-year rap on the charges I've filed against you.
If I ever go to trial.
Oh. Have friends, do you?
I ain't talking.
Well, then start talking.
Not me. I ain't no stoolie. Not even for the D.A.
You got a choice, Warren. Talk to me, you go free. Sit tight and you sit in the big house. Which is it?
Save your breath.
How'd you like to go free, anyway?
That'll happen. I'm not worried.
Suppose we took you to a precinct out in the suburbs and turned you loose at night.
So what?
Suppose Sam Fletcher knew exactly where and when you were coming out.
Sam wouldn't touch me. He knows...
What you know?
Maybe.
And with you out of the way, maybe Sam would start to talk in your place.
You're making talk.
Am I? Your girlfriend believes me. You picked her up, too? Bring her in, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lenny.
Take it easy, baby. Nothing's happened.
You heard our conversation in here, Miss Maxwell?
Yeah, like you said, I would, all of it.
And you know how stubborn your friend is?
Lenny, you gotta talk.
Cut it out, Judy. You don't make sense.
I make more sense than you do.
How so?
I don't want you away for 10 years. And I don't want you in some vacant lot with one of Sash Howard's ropes around your neck.
Sam wouldn't dare.
He would. You know he would.
Don't be crazy, Judy. Suppose I sing. You think our friends will let me live? Or you either? What Sam Fletcher can do, they can do too.
Suppose I guarantee you both protection 24 hours a day.
Can you? I don't think so.
I can. Don't worry about that. And then after the trials of your friends and Sam Fletcher, you'll go free.
We could go back to the country, Lenny. We could.
I thought the trees drove you nuts.
I know better now. Lenny, please talk for me.
You know how these things wind up, Warren. You'll have all the money you can spend for another few months and then a dose of lead or a cement overcoat or both. Talk, Warren. I'm not going to ask you again.
Okay. You want the big ones?
Get this down, Johnson.
All set, sir.
The men you want are Marvin Case and John Hudson. They set me up as a front. They've been running the gambling in this town ever since. Okay, Sarge. Hold everything. Last thing I ever expected was I'd be glad to let a cop in my place. Sam.
Yes, Sam. Shut the door, Sash.
That's out.
All right, Stooley, where's your girl?
They put her in her own place. Said it was better.
Where is she?
How do I know?
You better tell us.
I ain't talking to you.
You talked plenty already. They promised you protection, huh? Didn't do you much good, did it?
The cops, who... Where are the cops? Help! Help! Why ain't you...
Say, but they ain't here.
But the D.A., he promised.
Yeah. When I told your political boyfriends what you'd been up to, they pulled a few wires and the cops were pulled off your door.
They double-crossed me with you.
What else, Lenny? What do they care about you? When your mouth starts working like it was a swinging door, they play ball with me.
No, I don't believe it. I don't...
Shut up, will you? Once small fry, always small fry. Take care of this, Sash.
What pleasure. Brought a brand new piece of rope.
No, 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 please.
If you don't fight,
please,
it won't hurt.
Please, Sash, no, keep away from me.
If you fight, I'll do it the long, slow way.
No.
It'll hurt plenty.
Sash, don't do it. The cops will come back. You'll get the hot seat, Sash. They'll know it. Sam will cross you like I was crossed.
Stop blubbering. Shut up, you.
Hey, where you are. Don't anybody move. All right, Warren. You're okay now. Wrap these monkeys up, boys.
Frisk them and take that rope from Mr. Howard.
Well, who do you think you are, anyway? What's the matter?
To a cop station.
There's no charge you can make against me.
Save it, Fletcher. There'll be attempted murder for one at any rate.
Just in time. You guys got here just in time. How'd it work? The cops were off the door.
The D.A. set a trap, Warren, and you were the bait. We picked up Case and Hudson yesterday. Planted a couple of our men with voices like theirs at their phones. When Fletcher called him, he thought he was talking to them. D.A. pulled the cops off the door, but your girlfriend was watching with us across the street. She spotted Fletcher in his hood. We came over fast. Simple. When the law works, it's a good thing to have on your side. Isn't it, Warren?
You can say that again. Boy, how you can say that again.
does not pay.
Donald Curtis, who was starred as Lenny Warren in The Big Book, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Donald Curtis.
Lenny Warren wound up his career in the gambling racket caught between the payoff to his enemies and the payoff to society. Frankly, I see little difference in that respect between Lenny and the men and women who supported his racket by gambling through his book, or any book. They, too, are caught between the payoff to the racketeers and the payoff in the high taxes which are made necessary to support the fight against the gangs who fatten on operations like this. When you look at it this way, in terms of your pocketbooks and mine, it becomes very clear that for everyone, decent citizens as well as criminals, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.